Time for a check of news headlines here on K2E AM 1420, FM 98.7. From the K2E newsroom, I'm Seth Topol. The City of Blue Earth is excited to announce an open house event at its newly completed City Hall, located at 201 East 7th Street, on Monday, February 3rd at 3 p.m. This event is open to the public, and all residents and community members are encouraged to attend. The new City Hall represents a significant investment in the community, providing a modern, efficient space designed to better serve residents and support the city's administrative needs. Guests will have the opportunity to tour the facility, meet city staff and city council members, and learn more about the services provided. Light refreshments will be served during the event, and a brief program featuring remarks from city leaders will begin at 3:30. For more information, please contact City Hall at 507-526-7336 or email info@becity.org. A Mankato man was charged with theft after attempting to sell stolen property. Alex Olson of Mankato was charged Tuesday in Blue Earth County District Court with one count of theft, taking, using, or transferring movable property with no consent, which is a felony with a maximum sentence of 5 years or $10,000 in fines or both, and receiving stolen property, also a felony with a maximum sentence of 5 years or a $10,000 fine or both. According to the criminal complaint, on January 4th, undercover individuals were in communications with Alex Olson utilizing a fake Facebook account regarding a buy for an item that had been stolen. A member of law enforcement confirmed Olson was in possession of the stolen property. He was then placed in custody, and a search of a storage shed on the Olson residence revealed additional stolen property. Olson initially advised that he bought the property from an acquaintance on Facebook Marketplace for $50 a few months ago. He used the item once and was now going to sell it for a small profit. He initially advised that he bought another stolen item on Facebook from a stranger a few months ago for $150. After discussing matters further, Olson changed his story and admitted that he was one with another individual the night they began stealing from motor vehicles in Eagle Lake. He admitted to taking the items. The thefts occurred in Eagle Lake on October 29th, 2024. The total amount recovered from Olson is approximately $4,400. 11 state projects will receive $9.5 million in state and federal funding to improve local and regional food systems. State Ag Commissioner Tom Peterson says the infrastructure grants are part of a program that will fund projects that expand capacity and infrastructure for the aggregation, processing, and manufacturing, storing, transportation, wholesaling, or distribution of locally and regionally produced agricultural products. Peterson says the idea of this program came out of the COVID pandemic when we faced several supply challenges. Funding has been awarded to Bongard's Creameries in Bongard's, Concept Processing in Melrose, Featherstone Farm in Rushford, Green Acres Milling in Albert Lea, Hmong American Farmers Association in Hastings, Hoyo in Minneapolis, Mana Food Cooperative in Detroit Lakes, Midwest Processors in Pierce, Red Lake Band of Chippewa Indians in Redby, Snowpack Foods in Caledonia, and the Wood Farm in Renshaw. Dodge County deputies want the public's help identifying a burglary suspect. The suspect, a black man in a yellow hoodie, blue jeans, and orange sneakers, was seen stealing cash from a Subway store in Dodge County around 3 a.m. Friday. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Dodge County Sheriff's Office. Centricare has announced 2024's top baby names within their Minnesota hospitals. St. Cloud Birth Center Director Jamie Nordman says,
the top baby boy name was Liam, and the top baby girl name was Eleanor. There were quite a few of those traditional names that you expect to hear, and there were a few of them that we haven't heard too frequently.
Other popular, more traditional names at the top of the list include Hudson, Theodore, Oliver, Charlotte, Elizabeth, and Sophia. New research shows ATV riders have a significant impact on the local economy in northeastern Minnesota. MNN's Brent Palm has the details.
The study by U of M Extension finds riders contributed $36 million in economic activity in St. Louis, Lake, and Coochaching counties in 2023. Lead researcher Bridget Tuck says the influx of visitors who ride and explore the region's ATV trails is helping sustain small businesses and creating jobs. Hotels, restaurants, gas stations, and equipment shops are seeing increases in revenue thanks to the growing number of ATV riders. Brent Palm, MNN.
That is a check of news headlines here on KTOE AM 1420, FM 98.7 from the KTOE Newsroom. I'm Seth Topol.